for sale, May 2014. There is a song by Michael Combs with the title Not For Sale. In a song, Michael Combs is offered a better deal. I don't know if this is real or invented, it's just, it's in the song. And he said that they sold out to the world. Or you also sold out to the world. There are basically church members that live in the world and like the world. We all live in this world. We don't have a choice to live in this world at the moment. We're gonna get out, but we don't have to live like them, the people in the world. So to some degree, we do live as part of this world. There's not much choice. You get a job, your boss may not be a Christian, things like that. We can avoid participating in many of the things that this world has to offer. This song, Not For Sale, reminds me of an incident that happened to me several years ago. First, I need to tell you that I was raised Roman Catholic. This becomes important in this story. Today I am not in any organized group. I'm a Christian. I'm saved. I'll talk about being saved later. When I was young, the Catholic Church forbade us to read the Bible. My parents had a 1956 Catholic Bible approved by a local bishop. We never read it. We never touched it. Never used it. Once a year at New Year's Day, my father would bless the family using the Bible. He would put one hand on the Bible and touch the top of our heads with the other by using words. He would bless us for the coming year. Now I'm gonna jump many years. After many years, I move in the area that I live now. I started to meet with neighbors and befriended many. I started to go to church with a couple. We'll see how that one goes. A few times with her, but I did not like the Pentecostals. So I went with the husband to a Baptist church. They didn't call themselves a Baptist church, but you know it's a Baptist church. After 3 years, I outgrew the Baptist church. I detected some of the things that this local church did that were not according to Scripture. When confronted, the people gave me excuses, tons of excuses. We don't do this today because, you know, blah, blah, blah. For example, we don't live like that anymore. My response was to say that the Bible did not change. Still the same, 400 years, King James, authorized, not a word change. Come on. What's going on? I outgrew other groups, so I visited different churches, different places, and didn't really like them. I didn't stay long in any group. I don't want to make this story long about me going to church, from church to church, from group to group. In my neighborhood, there was a Catholic woman that was studying the Bible with a priest. Whenever I told her something, she ran to the priest instead of checking what I had said to her, you know, that is in the Bible. For some reason, they're not allowed to think by themselves, so if they don't understand something, they write it down and ask the priest the next time. I had decided a long time ago that the Bible was right all the time, since it is the Word of God. This presentation is not about Bible text issue. You know, the Catholics have their own Bible. We use the King James, and in French I use the Louis Sagan Deuxième Edition. So let's go on with this story. I did encourage this woman to read and study her Bible by herself, implying that she did not need the priest. Oh well, give her a chance. to change her mind. Maybe one day she'll find that it's better to study on your own. And you know, with the resources that we have, I'm not saying that we don't listen to other people. It's okay to listen to other people, but always come back to what the Bible says, not to what so-and-so says. Anyway, here's the fun part. One day she asked me if I would return to Mother Church, and I turned around and said something close to, over my dead body. In other words, never, I am not for sale. In this presentation, my goal is to say, like Paul says to us, stand fast in the truth, in the knowledge that we have. Whatever other people say, do, whatever groups they're in, they may be even having a lot of fun, but learning the Bible and doing what God wants us to do is not about being in a specific group. And I've met people like that that just don't want to get out of their group because their family is there, their friends are there, their kids have group, you know, things to do. Stick to what the Bible says. That's it. Anyway, there's one thing about salvation. When I was a Catholic, I never knew if I was saved. There was no way of finding out because what they told you is that it depends on what God thinks about you when you get there. And if you don't have mortal sins, and this, and that. So they never tell you how to be saved. I'm going to tell you how to be saved. It's very, very simple. Believe that Christ died for your sin. He went to the cross for you. He died for your sins and for the sins of everyone on the planet. He was buried, and 3 days after, he rose again. That's it. Don't add anything to that. Have a good day.